It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to a brand new week of Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and the past couple of weeks we've been talking about my new book, The Grace Revolution, and I'm teaching you on the subject of grace. And so many people, when they think of grace, they only think of God's grace that He extends for salvation, and that's all they know about grace, or it's a prayer that they pray over the evening meal. But my friend, grace is so wonderful. It's so limitless. It's so rich and so vast when you begin to study the grace of God. And that's why I wrote this book, is to help people begin to understand all the aspects of grace. And today I want to talk to you about grace for relationships. You say, Keith, why is that important? So that we can love others just like God loved us. See, the Bible tells us, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. That's what Paul wrote in Ephesians 4 and verse 32. The foundation of grace in our relationships. Relationships are at the very core of our lives, with family, friends, the people that we work with, and even strangers. Yet they can sometimes be challenging and filled with misunderstandings, conflicts, and hurt. That's why we need God's grace for every single relationship. The Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13, this is so important, he says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. See, grace transforms how we love, it transforms how we forgive, and how we treat others. It teaches us to reflect the love of Christ in every single relationship. Now, let me share with you today how grace does transform our relationships. First of all, grace teaches us to love unconditionally. That's different than the way the world loves. Our natural love is conditional. We love those who treat us well. We have the I love you because of love, not the love I love you in spite of love. See, Jesus called us to a higher standard. He told us in Matthew 5 and verse 44, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Wow, that was a change. Grace empowers us to love others the way Christ loved us, even when they're difficult, when they're unkind, even when they're undeserving. Secondly, grace helps us forgive. That's what enables us to love. Forgiveness is hard when we've been hurt, and yet Jesus forgave us when we didn't deserve it. In Ephesians 4, 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave us. Grace doesn't excuse wrongs, but it frees our heart from the bitterness and it allows us to heal. Grace also brings peace in conflict. Disagreements happen, even among believers, but grace allows us to handle conflict with humility and wisdom. I love Proverbs 15 and verse 1. It's the wisdom of Solomon. It says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. See, grace teaches us to listen, to respond with kindness, and to seek peace over pride. And it's really important to know that grace strengthens marriages and families. See, marriage and family relationships, they require constant grace. In Ephesians 5:25, Paul told us, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So grace helps spouses love and serve each other selflessly. It helps parents raise children with patience and wisdom. And families remain united through their trials because of grace. When grace is at the center, families will thrive. Grace helps us also overcome judgments and prejudices. It's easy to judge others based on their actions, their beliefs, or their background. But grace reminds us, do not judge or you too will be judged. See, instead of criticism, grace teaches us to show compassion rather than condemnation, to see people the way God sees them, and to love beyond our differences. Now, what are some practical ways to walk out grace in relationships? First, I believe we need to speak with grace. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6, this is a great verse. He says, let your conversations be always full of grace, seasoned with salt. See, grace makes a conversation taste good. Before speaking, I should ask myself, is it kind? Is it true? And is it necessary? See, words either build a relationship or they will break a relationship. And what grace does is it speaks life into our relationships. And then we're to be quick to forgive. Holding on to offenses, it hurts us more than it hurts the other person. See, forgiveness releases us from bitterness, and it restores that peace. Jesus said in Matthew 6:14, if you forgive others, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. And thirdly, we are called to serve others with grace. Jesus said this. He said, the greatest among you will be your servant. Matthew 23 and verse 11. See, grace teaches us to put others before ourselves, to help without expecting anything in return, and to love through actions and not just words. Serving with grace reflects Christ's love to our world. And the fourth thing that we can do to really begin to use grace in relationships is to pray for others. See, I found that prayer produces intimacy. If you're struggling today in a relationship with somebody, try praying for them. It actually produces intimacy. It produces more love for that person when you pray for them. One of the greatest acts of grace is praying for people, even those who hurt us. In Luke 6:28, God says this, bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. See, prayer changes our hearts. It softens our hearts through grace. And the other person, it brings healing and transformation when we pray for them. And prayer changes the situation. It invites God's power into our situations. How do we overcome relationship challenges with grace? Well, number one, when people hurt you, you respond by offering forgiveness. It's a powerful thing to offer that forgiveness. Secondly, when conflict arises, try seeking peace and not revenge. And thirdly, when we struggle to love someone, respond by asking God for His grace to love them. So we say, God, I can't love them on my own. I really need your help. And then when you feel misunderstood, just trust that God sees and He understands, and He's going to help you get through and heal that relationship. Let me give you an illustration of this. There was a water bearer in India, and he had two large pots, and each hung on the ends of a pole that he carried across his neck. One pot on one side was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water. And on the other side, the other pot had a crack in it. And by the time the water bearer would reach his master's house, half of the water had leaked out of that cracked pot. And for years, this went on daily. And the perfect pot was so proud of its accomplishments, but the cracked pot felt ashamed of its flaws. And one day, the cracked pot spoke to the water bearer, I'm so sorry because of my flaw. You only get half of what you should. And the water bearer smiled and said, look at the path we walk every day. The crackpot noticed beautiful flowers growing alongside of the path. The water bearer said, I planted seeds along this side, knowing that the water would leak from you. And because of your flaw, these flowers have bloomed, and I use them to bring beauty to my master's house. You see, friend, grace in relationships means accepting and loving people despite their flaws. Just as God does with us, we all have cracks and weaknesses and shortcomings. But grace, it chooses to see beauty in the brokenness rather than focusing on failure. See, in relationships, whether it's in a marriage or friendship or family, grace allows us to love people as they are, not as we wish them to be. And instead of holding on to offenses, we recognize that even flaws can serve a greater purpose when they're surrendered to God. Do you focus today on people's flaws? Or do you extend grace and see the beauty that God is bringing out of them? In what ways can we reflect God's grace and in our relationships this very week? Just remember that just as God's grace covers your imperfections, He calls you to extend that same grace to others in all of our relationships. True grace in relationships means loving people not because they're perfect, but because God's love has made room for us all. Now, chances are pretty good that someone's listening to this program today or this podcast or this radio program, and you're struggling right now in a relationship. Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's your teenager. And you say today, Keith, I'm really struggling in this relationship, and I need help. Pray this prayer with me today. Say, Father God, thank you for loving me with unconditional grace. Help me to extend that same grace to others. Teach me to love, forgive, and seek peace in every relationship. Fill me with your Spirit, God, so that my words and my actions reflect your heart. In Jesus' name. Let me wind this up today, friend. Let grace shape every relationship in your life this week. See, grace teaches us to love like Christ loved us. Grace helps us forgive and seek peace when so many times we have the opportunity to be angry and to be mad. Grace restores and He strengthens our relationships. Are you ready today to let grace transform how you love others? See, relationships are the greatest blessing, and they also sometimes are the greatest challenge. God created us for relationships with Him and with others. Family and friendships, marriage and community, they bring joy and purpose. And yet relationships can also bring hurt, conflict, and disappointments. Why? Because we're all imperfect people, and we're all in need of grace. Jesus said in John 13, "A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another." See, loving others is not just a command, it's only possible through grace. Grace is the foundation for our healthy relationships. The more we receive God's grace, the more we can extend it to others. Choose today to extend grace to the relationships God has brought into your life. I've so enjoyed sharing with you my teaching on the grace revolution, and I trust, friend, that you've received something from these programs over the last couple of weeks, that God is strengthening you to walk out of legalism and come into an understanding of His grace. It's God's ability in you to do for you what you cannot do in yourself. If you've enjoyed the teaching, you can get a copy of my book, The Grace Revolution, on Amazon.com, and I hope you enjoy it. Walk in grace, friend. God loves you with an everlasting love.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.